Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians 5:7. The Corinthians must leave their unconverted state and be regenerated in Christ, for he has become their Passover. Jesus has offered himself as a lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:19. Through his blood, God passes over our sins. The death of Jesus Christ presents everyone with the opportunity to be purged from his old sins, 2 Peter 1:9. To all who desire Jesus as the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. God has appointed Jesus to be the Passover of our transgressions. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Acts 2:22-23. In the day when Israel was in Egyptian bondage, and God passed over the houses where the blood was smeared on the doorpost, God has chosen to pass over our sins by the blood which Jesus shed in his crucifixion. The Passover delivered those of that long ago generation from bondage to freedom and from darkness to light. Jesus has delivered those who obey him from the bondage of hopelessness to an eternal expectation. In the blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away and our souls have been purged. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1:5, a glorious expectation has been awakened in us, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, Titus 2:13-14. We have been set free from the bondage of iniquity. As our Passover, Jesus has made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:9-10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.